BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Pope Francis has suffered a setback in his efforts to reform the Roman Catholic Church's position on gay and divorced people and civil marriages. At the end of a two-week synod, the Vatican failed to get the required two-thirds majority of bishops to back its views on the issues. David Willey reports from Rome.
Pope Francis made a powerful appeal to traditionalists not to lock themselves within the letter of the law. But the meeting radically revised a provisional document issued at the beginning of the week, which had been hailed as a breakthrough by gay rights groups. The final document says merely that discrimination against gay people is to be avoided. But it leaves no doubt that the Church totally refuses to recognise the validity of same-sex marriages.
Nepalese officials say 380 people have been rescued from avalanches and blizzards in the Himalayas. Most of them are foreign trekkers with their guides and porters, and many of them are suffering from severe frostbite. An official said more than 20 trekkers were still stranded in the Thorong La Pass at an altitude of more than 5,000 metres. Andrew North is in Kathmandu.
These are very high and very remote mountains, so it's inevitable that it's going to be very difficult to mount any kind of search and rescue operation up there. It's bound to take some time. But things have certainly got a lot more confused because there are competing lists of casualties and numbers rescued that have been drawn up by trekking agencies as well as the Nepalese government. But for those who are still unaccounted for, it's possible that they are still up in the mountains, safe but out of contact, where, of course, there's no mobile or internet coverage. But, of course, that's one of the reasons why people go up there in the first place.
The former Cuban president, Fidel Castro, says his country will send almost 300 more doctors and nurses to help fight Ebola in Africa. He said Cuba was ready to cooperate with the United States in the interests of global peace. Cuba has already sent 165 doctors and nurses to West Africa. World News from the BBC. The US commander in charge of airstrikes against Islamic State militants has said the campaign in Iraq is the coalition's main priority. General Lloyd Austin said that raids on IS targets in Syria were being carried out to shape conditions in Iraq. General Austin's comments came as the Iraqi parliament approved the nominated candidates for the Interior and Defense Ministries, completing the new government that's aimed at combating the rise of Islamic State. The main opposition group in Mozambique, the former rebel movement RENAMO, has said it will not resort to violence, whatever the result of this week's elections. The RENAMO leader, Alfonso da Cama, described the process as flawed and said his party was collecting evidence of alleged irregularities, such as voter intimidation and ballot stuffing. Preliminary results put the governing Frelimo party in the lead. One of the men convicted of killing the wife of a British businessman, Shvien Diwani, during their honeymoon in South Africa, has died in prison in Cape Town. From Johannesburg, Nomsa Maseko.
Oli Lemgeni had a rare brain tumour which was removed in 2011. He died at a Cape Town prison earlier today. He was sentenced to life imprisonment after pleading not guilty to the crime. The 27-year-old's death won't have any effect on Shvien Diwani's ongoing trial. He was not expected to testify as he denied any involvement in any Diwani's death. Reports suggest that the state consulted with him but had not lined him up as a witness due to his poor state of health. He was denied medical parole earlier this year.
A controversial giant green inflatable sculpture in one of the most famous squares in Paris has been removed after it was vandalized. The 24-metre-high installation called Tree was shaped like a Christmas tree, but critics claimed it bore a strong resemblance to a giant sex toy. The artist, Paul McCarthy, was physically assaulted and the guide wires securing the artwork were cut. BBC News.